The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening. It is Father's Day, everybody. Father's Day weekend. It means it's U.S. Open time. It means it's the end of the NBA basketball season. The end of the NHL season. And football is just around the corner. So think about that. Football right around the corner, people. Pretty soon we'll be talking about those Green Bay Packers winning potentially another title and bringing that Vince Lombardi trophy back to where it belongs. Yeah, I'm going off on a tangent. Jeff Rich, welcome back, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, where am I? What year is it? I thought it was June 21st, 2015, but I just started hearing about the Green Bay Packers and the Super Bowl. What's going on there, man?
You know what? It's just, it's meant to be. I have a feeling last year was one of those ones where people think they can't come back from that. Well, I got something else to say. I think they can come back. I think they got the right guy, Aaron Rodgers, to lead them to the promised land one more time. And you know what? Maybe if the guy's healthy, they get it done and there wouldn't be any problems or any issues and we wouldn't be talking about it in the first place. But ultimately, man, those guys will be back. We know it. The pack is always back. Anyways, we'll be back too in just a few. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All aboard!
What the hell's going on out here?
I. Yeah, baby, you gotta love that one right there. A little Lombardi with a little Ozzy. Maybe just for my Green Bay Packers. I don't know why, but Scott usually comes through for me. I can tell. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. So you can, too. We want your thoughts. We definitely want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, either at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And haven't really thrown that number out there very much today. So we do want thoughts, though. We do want opinions. They're welcome. They're encouraged. Jeff, I want to get into the U.S. Open a little bit. We don't talk golf a lot, but this leaderboard is pretty cool. We've got Jason Day. We've got Dustin Johnson. We've got Jordan Spieth. We've got Grace in there. Oosthuizen's in there at one under, tied for fifth. There's a lot of guys in the mix, let's be honest, okay? And we all know how pressure bust pipes and you know, at the end of the day, this is a very tough thing to win. So it could go bad for somebody. Somebody could just pull ahead. Who knows? But can you think about some of these names and think about some of the special things that we've already seen from Jordan Spieth winning the green jacket earlier this year, you know, potentially what this could mean for him. Jason Day playing with Vertigo, truly amazing watching him finish that round. And he finished it really well, too. It wasn't like he just got through it. I think he birdied three of the last five holes or something along those lines. So a very impressive finish from Jason Day under the circumstances. But pretty awesome tournament too, Jeff.
Yeah, do you get the feeling we're going to get 18 on Monday with this one too? I mean, what do you got? Four tied at first, you know, between Spieth, Grace, Johnson, and of course Jason Day. I thought that Jordan Spieth let this tournament get away from him on Saturday. Left a couple of par putts out there, and you know, ended up having to take a couple of bogeys, and you know, it cost him the lead ultimately. He was you know, what was he, 7 under after five or six, and you know, just couldn't finish the round on Saturday, and it's going to cost him going into Sunday. He's going to have to play some excellent golf.
You know, Tiger Woods, man, it's like one of those things where I've been saying it for a long time, okay, and you know, a lot of people have been at me for saying it, but I've been saying it for probably about a year now. This guy's finished, he's done, and he'll never win a major, and truth be told, I'm one of the biggest Tiger Woods fans there ever is. I've got his book sitting right on my table that I'm doing the show from right now, so the truth is I really do like the guy. I was a huge fan. He made golf cool for a lot of kids, for black kids, for Afro-Americans, if you will. He made it cool for young kids and people to really get involved with the sport of golf. And to me, it's amazing the demise that we've seen from this guy as well. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody fall so far from where they once were in the way that this guy has fallen, and the way that people still hope that he can get back to where he once was. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is when you beat a dead horse, you really beat a dead horse. And they're beating a dead horse here, Jeff. Tiger Woods is finished. He's through. Sometimes making it simple is better than going out there and teetering with your swing and changing things so often. As about as often as you go out there and you change underwear. You know what I'm trying to say? So my point is he maybe should go back to what was getting him there in the first place. And he's got too big of an ego and too big of a, you know, I can do this sort of thing on my own, than to go back to Butch Harmon. And I don't even know if Butch would take him, to be honest with you, at this point, because of the way that relationship is and how damaged it is. But my point is sometimes all the changes that people make, and they go out and they teeter and they tinker around with things, sometimes if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. Go back to what worked for you in the first place.
I think there might just be too many miles on him. It's interesting. I had kind of this conversation on Twitter this week. And, you know, by the way, if you want to get in on this, at By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. But, you know, I think that ultimately, you know, you think about guys going away. You know, you think about the way that Tiger Woods has gone away. And I think of two comparisons. I think of the young phenom, like the Kerry Wood that throws heat, you know, that tries to hit 100 on the radar gun every time he goes out there from the age of 20 to 23. And then change his game and throw off speed pitches and maybe, you know, throw an inning every two nights in a row and then take a couple days off. And you just have to change your game and be a finesse. You know, you have to go from being young Clemens to being career long Maddox and cut, you know, and catch corners. And that's what Tiger Woods needs to do. He needs to stop playing the power game. You know, or he might just be done. I think of, you know, the best real life comparison I have is Barry Bonds on top of the world in 2007. A lot of, you know, kind of controversy surrounded it. And then he just disappeared. You know, unfortunately in golf, you know, nobody has to sign you. You know, there's, you know, you don't have to get blackballed by the, you know, by a league. You can play in tournaments still. And I think that's what Tiger Woods is doing when he's when he's shooting 80 up at Chambers Bay on a Thursday course and doing the same here on a very, very easy course in relative terms at Scottsdale TPC at the Phoenix Open back in January.
Look, the bottom line is I know people are like, whatever. I wasn't joking when I said to you, listen, I can beat Tiger Woods at golf right now. I mean, I don't know if I can go out there and like actually do it when I'm playing against him, but my point is the numbers that I shoot are better than 85, okay? And I play from the tips of just about every golf course there is, and I don't take any gimmies. I put everything in. I'm one of those kind of guys, okay? And truth be told, I shoot better than 80 most of the time when I go out and play golf, okay? So if Tiger Woods is out there shooting 85s, well, I can beat him. And I'll tell you what, with my handicap, I guarantee you I can beat Tiger Woods right now. So there's a lot of people that would love to play skins with Tiger Woods right now. I'll tell you that, seriously, no joke. You know, let me just point this out, though. You know, and this is kind of a joke, but maybe it's sort of true. Tiger maybe should be thinking about color commentating or the senior tour as to when he makes his next push. And I'm not.
He's 39. I mean, it's got such a long way to go to the senior tour. I mean, yeah, he started very young, but you know, Phil Mickelson's playing past the age where Tiger's struggling. It's insane. But yeah, I mean, the senior tour is so far away, and the fact that we're talking about it is just a sad commentary. You know, it's the narrative on Tiger Woods, and it's the reality of the situation.
Well, and let me give you how real it really is, okay? This is how real it really is. The other day, I saw Tiger Woods raking his own bunker. I mean, when in the world are we going to see Tiger Woods raking his own bunker? You we're talking about a guy that was number one in the world, on top of the world, okay? And it's gotten so bad for this guy that he's so far out of competition that he has to rake his own bunker, Jeff. Come on now.
Yeah, you know, it kind of seems par for the course. You know, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Chambers Bay and, you know, Fox's, you know, virgin appearance, on the PGA Tour. Well, not even on the PGA Tour, but, you know, with professional golf carrying this U.S. Open. I think it's lost a lot of its curb appeal. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
You know what? I'm kind of, you're going to be like, what's up here? But I'm on the other side, man. I think their coverage has been great, okay? Personally, I like them giving you that bullet coming right out of there when you can see the ball off the tee. I love it, man. It gives you, it tells you where the ball's going right away. I hear people complaining about that a little bit. That's nonsense.
They're not showing shots. They're not, the frequency of actual golf shots is low.
The actual, oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay, well, you know what? I haven't really noticed that so much. I'm watching the shots happen, and I like them showing the where the ball's going off the tee. You got an idea of how it's happening right in front of your eyes. I like it. I think the commentary's been good. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I think the views are exceptional. The scenery is incredible. There's not much to dislike about it. Maybe you don't like Joe Buck. I don't know. Who knows? It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me each and every week. You can join us too, 1-800-878-7529. And before we get too far into things, just a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part by softhits.net. That's right, it's softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, or Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Jeff, we were kind of talking a little bit even during the break and over, you know, via texting and whatnot. And I didn't even really watch the coverage Thursday or Friday, but that makes sense to me what you're saying. When it's on Fox Sports, they're, to me, those guys are a little bit more goofy. Okay, at the end of the day, that's a little bit more goofy of a crew, and they probably don't have the analysts, if you will, to go out there and break it down the way that we're accustomed to hearing. However, different isn't necessarily bad, at least in my opinion. But you know what? Some people like it a certain way, and then they're probably just trying to mix it up a little bit. I have a feeling that the coverage Saturday and Sunday on regular Fox, you know, it will probably be a little bit better, which, you know, is what they're probably looking for when you really think about it, because most of the viewership is going to be on Saturday and Sunday, which, by the way, just a quick reminder, we're always live 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time Sunday morning. We are live, and we do love thoughts and opinions on the program each and every week. But that's just kind of my thought on it, Jeff.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see these, you know, and Fox has taken chances in the past. You know, Fox tried the little, you know, tracker beam that they're using for the golf, and the technology has improved a lot over the last 10 or 15 years since they did it with the puck for the NHL All-Star game. It just didn't work. And, you know, I think Fox got awkward when they had to do the BCS for a couple of years, because they didn't necessarily have the personnel for it. So the studio show, you know, and the studio show was continued to be awkward for college football, you know, over the last couple of years. It's interesting, though. You got to commend Fox for going out there, putting the bids in, and using the commentators that they have. You know, they've used sideline reporters. They've used Charles Davis for the, you know, to interview golfers, and it's just, you know, it's just not somebody that, you know, is comfortable in that gig, and you got to commend them for the effort. I mean, they're doing a fine job, but them doing a fine job in relative terms doesn't necessarily make it a good product on the screen.
Well, and I think it's more along the lines of, you know, you're not necessarily hearing some of those household names that you're accustomed to hearing doing those broadcasts. You know, Joe Buck doing golf. I don't know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, he's somewhat of an acquired taste anyway. You either like him or you don't. And if you don't like him doing baseball, do you think you're going to like him doing golf?
Oh, probably not. Probably not. He does football too. I mean, you know, he's. I think that he gets a lot more respect for the football being in the booth with Aikman.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like that team. Whereas I don't think the status quo appreciated Buck and McCarver in the Fox baseball booth for all those years. So it's you know, Joe Buck's an interesting dynamic. You know, he lives in his father's shadow, whether he likes it or not. And you know, his father's a legend in the game, and you know, he's the featured guy right now. He's got a lot to live up to, and I think, you know, people just want something different. I don't think that anybody has a better suggestion for the voice of Major League Baseball on Fox than Joe Buck, but, you know, it doesn't mean people are happy just because he's kind of the default.
Right. I mean, look, it is what it is, and that's why you didn't hear me mention him with football, because I actually think he does a great job, and Troy Aikman and him are a great team, to be honest with you. So they feed off each other well. You know, they bounce things off of each other well. They've got good chemistry, and, you know, that's maybe what it takes, is it takes a couple few years for the chemistry to build. And, you know what, people, we live in this generation where we just want it right here and now, and people got to realize that things take time, even when, you know, you're a professional outfit like a Fox or any of these major networks that go out there and try things for the first time or something. You know, you don't always have success. So but I think the coverage, personally, I don't personally have a problem with it. I didn't really watch much Thursday and Friday, but the coverage I saw on Saturday was good. I like the laser that you can see where they have that coming right off the tee box, so you can see the ball a little better, you know, the flight of it, instead of watching a guy's body language telling you whether he pulled it or he sliced it or whatnot. You know, you can usually tell a little bit by the way the guys are hanging on, but ultimately, you have a real beat on what's happening right after they you know, strike the ball. And again, I think the scenery is unbelievable. I think the golf course is pretty cool. I'd like to play a golf course like that. It poses a lot of different obstacles, and it gives, you know, risk reward out there. Like, you know, there's some par fours that you can drive. You still got to hit it 375 yards, but you know, the way that they have these things set up for the pros, Jeff, they get a lot of roll. If you hit the fairway, you know, you're going to get 75 to 100 yards of roll just for hitting it in the right place. So
you're going to get U-turns, you're going to get left turns, you're going to get right turns. Ball's going to go forward, it's going to go backwards. It's the craziest course, and I couldn't tell you how many times on Saturday I'm watching. And you know, we were at a bar, so I'm not I'm not reading it like a book or anything, but how many times did I confuse sprinkler heads with the actual cup on that golf course? Was crazy. And those fairways just look damn near impossible to hit, and they punish you like a dog if you don't hit those fairways at that course.
Yeah, that rough, the tall rough that they have there, the ball gets tangled in there, your club gets tangled in there. So yeah, no, I agree, man. The U.S. Open is not supposed to be an easy golf course, and rightfully so, man. It's a pretty prized title, and you know these guys go out there and they're battling for it, but. What can you say about Jason Day? What do you think of his effort, man? I mean, you know, the guy's playing with vertigo and, you know, he makes a dash there at the end of the round and the last finishes very strong on Saturday. You know, you can only hope that his momentum comes into Sunday, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's not exactly a foreign concept to watch a, you know, somebody from down under come into our national championship and take the hardware home. I mean, we've seen it with, oh God, not too recently. I guess Ogilvy and Michael Campbell back in 2005 and Ogilvy the year after. But yeah, Jason Day, great story. If he pulls it out, I think that Americans will be a little less provincial about, you know, or nationalist about, you know, who they're pulling for in this tournament.
What do you think of Jordan Spieth? I mean, look, the kid's awesome, first and foremost. We know that. He's now the new face of American golf. Let's be honest. You know, it's like out with the old. I mean, look, Tiger, thanks a lot. You definitely paved the way for a guy like Jordan Spieth, to be honest with you. And I like seeing the way that this guy approaches it. He's a great player. But if he can get the second one, you know, he's got the green jacket. If he can get the U.S. Open, I mean, just think about the year this kid could have.
Oh, I'm excited. I have to admit, I'm a fan. I'm a fan like I was a fan of Tiger going back to 1997. I think that this kid is the great face of golf. I look forward to a nice rivalry. I'm talking a better rivalry than Tiger Woods ever had with Rory McIlroy. I look forward to Ryder Cups. I look forward to PGA Championships, and I look forward to the FedEx Cup having some meaning because these guys play every week. You know, they're not Tiger Woods. They're not selective. They're not going to Dubai instead of playing in Arizona in February. So I appreciate them. I think the golf is well on its way. I think that, you know, I keep hearing, do you want to see – who would you rather see, Tiger or Phil, on Sunday? I don't want to see either of them. I want to see the young kids take over golf, and I want to see this continue, and I want I want every Sunday to be exciting.
You know, you made an interesting comment, you know, about the U.S. Open and you know, having an American win it. You know, we've got Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, we got J.B. Holmes, we got Brent Snedeker all there in the top 10 right now with a great shot to – pull off something, you know, at the U.S. Open. You know, a guy that we've grown very accustomed to seeing late in the U.S. Open and falling just short, Phil Mickelson, obviously not around this time, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not disappointed about that. But how special is it for someone from the USA to win the U.S. Open, do you think, in your mind?
No, I think it's extremely special. It's such a featured event. You know,
and on Father's Day, too, right? I mean, think about it.
Right. You know, and the Masters has the pageantries, and you know, it's often on Easter Sunday, you know, when the final round. But,
yeah.
No, I think that this is a, you know, this is a tournament that sons are watching with their fathers and, you know, and grandchildren are watching with their grandfathers. you know, every year on Sunday, you know, on the third Sunday in June, this mm-hmm. is happening. So I think this is a big event. I think it's very special to Americans to win it. I think it's right up there with the British winning Wimbledon.
Are you a little bit disappointed that Rory didn't come to play? I mean, he is the best player in the world, or supposedly the best player in the world. But I think it also speaks volumes about how golf is just one of those cruel sports where, you know what, you can be the 160th player in the world and you can wind up winning, a golf tournament.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We've seen the Ben Curtises, the Angel Cabreras. A lot of champions have missed the cut in the following year. And, you miss the cut. I think that they have like five since 2003 where the defending champion doesn't play on Saturday. So that tells you the difficulty of the U.S. Open.
Absolutely. Well, we're up against it. I hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get right back at it. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The warm weather is here for a while. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping cool without increasing your utility bill right after this.
Step one, make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step two, pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step three, 2 hours later, back to your list. Step four, pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step five, go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
Here are a few tips to keep down your utility bills while you lower the temperature in your house this summer. First, use those ceiling fans. A fan stirs up the air around you to create a cooling effect, much like the wind chill we hear about during the wintertime. This allows you to use your air conditioner less or even raise the thermostat a few degrees when you do. Also, consider replacing your old fan with an Energy Star model, which uses about 50% less electricity. Another great way to keep temperatures and utility bills low is to block or reduce the amount of direct sunlight that enters your home, particularly on the south and west exposures. You can do this from the inside by adding a tinting film to the windows or by closing the blinds and drapes during the daytime. On the outside, you can shade the windows with trees, awnings, or solar screens. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of things going on in the sports world. Scherzer has that no-hitter just the other day. They seem like they're happening all the time. They really do. NBA, man, it's over. It's done. No more talking about LeBron James and all the shots he's taken and how he's not a team guy and how Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, and Stephen Kerr got it done in the first year. Both those guys were first-year coaches when you think about it, and they both did pretty well. Really did. And then the NHL, man, it's over. It's done. Blackhawks. You know, there was an interesting thing going on about that, Jeff, and we never really talked about it. Do you think of the Blackhawks as a dynasty, or do you think of them as just a really, really good team right now? Are they a dynasty yet?
No, it's tough. I think you got to string two together. It's I don't write the rules for the dynasty. I have my own definition, but you know, if you win 3 out of 4 and you 3 out of 6, I don't know that that's, you know, I don't know that that's all that dominant. You know, they've really missed badly when they've missed on the Stanley Cups. I don't know that they've missed the playoffs at all, but you know, they lost to the Coyotes that one year. You know, so I mean, it goes back to 2010. They flipped the roster over. I think it's certainly impressive, and I think that it deserves to be celebrated. But I'm not sure that I'd, you know, necessarily define them as a dynasty just yet. I think that they're on too much on equal ground with the LA Kings, who did miss the playoffs this year, and the Boston Bruins, and the Rangers are coming up, and the Lightning have been good for a while. So I think that we're just in a really good time in the NHL, and you know, I think that Chicago's fortunate to have survived some of these series, and you know, you got to applaud them for everything that they've done. You know, they play with the Cavaliers got some credit for playing with grit, but Quenneville has that team playing with grit. They chase every puck. They don't play, you know, they don't play 100% in the regular season, but man, come the playoffs, that Chicago team is ready to hit. They're ready to get hit, and they're ready to put the puck in the back of the net, and they throw it at the net from all angles. And that's why they have 3 Stanley Cups to their name in, you know, the last 6 years.
I think it's definitely greatness. You know, I really do. I think they're a force to be reckoned with year in and year out. I think we throw that destiny thing around or dynasty thing around too much, you know, and a team of destiny, maybe that's what they are. And does that lead to being a dynasty? I think it does, to be honest with you. So, you know, if they do it next year, does that put them in the category for you? I mean,
absolutely. Yes. I mean, because where are they at? 2012 and then 15 or 13 and then 15. Anyway, you know,
yeah,
whatever it is. I mean, it would be 4 and 7 years. I think that, you know, 4 and 7 years, 2 straight. I mean, that's unquestionably, you know, that's right along the lines of what the Yankees and the Lakers were able to do. And
see,
I think them and the 90s Cowboys are probably the really only defined dynasties of the modern era, really.
Well, no, and look, I'm okay with that, to be honest with you. I'm totally okay with that. I think it's greatness for sure, you know, and I think, you know, from greatness, then you become a dynasty. So, you know, if they do it next year, I'm somewhat in agreement with you, but I do think it's greatness. I really do. I think they're a great team. I think in the time and the era that we're in, to be able to go out there and compete year in and year out, it is impressive. So,
one more. You know what, Dorf? I'm just thinking about this, and I might want to retract that, because I think that at some point you had to define the Pop Duncan Spurs as a dynasty, but did they ever put 2 back to back? I don't think they ever have.
Well, but it's what they did for a decade. It's like, it's sort of like what LeBron James is doing, to be honest with you. When you think about the NBA Finals the past 6 years, you think about LeBron James, right? So for many, many years, from, you know, 99 till 2008 or whatever it was, pretty much the Spurs were in the finals every year. You know what I mean? It's like, it is what it is. When I think about the finals right now, I think about LeBron James. And somehow, some way, LeBron James is going to be there. Whether it's with the Cleveland Cavaliers, whether it's with the Miami Heat, wherever that guy goes, he's going to find a way to get his team to the finals.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He's done
it in the East his entire career. I'm not saying that he couldn't do it in the West. I just think that, you know, it's been kind of inevitable. You know, it was funny, after 2007, you thought that was just the tip of the iceberg, that Cleveland was just going to rule the East for years and years to come. They couldn't get, you know, they couldn't get, you know, really co-shooters, or, you know, they couldn't get anybody to really get him to, you know, aid him to the title there. And Boston put together a team, and he couldn't get past Boston, and that's why he needed to go to Miami. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of inevitable at this point that LeBron's at least – if he's not at the finish line, he's going to be damn near it.
Yeah, we haven't talked much football in a while. I want to kind of just talk a few things that are going on in the NFL, and some of them are good and some of them are bad. You know, not a lot has been talked about here with this, but – Dez Bryant, man, what do you think? Do you think he reports for the Cowboys? Do you think they have issues? What's going on there, in your humble opinion?
I think he's on the field at some point in September, but I wouldn't be – you know, Emmitt Smith has done this. I would not be surprised. You know, it's tough to grieve over only making $13 million to your fan base. You know, it doesn't translate well to public consumption when you're, you know, when you say you don't have a safety net at $13 million. But you know what? When you're worth something, when you're an asset to a company, whether it's the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, the Sports Byline Radio Network, whatever you are, when you're worth something, you need to fight for every penny that you're worth. So I got to kind of back Dez on it. It stinks that that the player is going to be vilified for being a holdout. But, you know, if he thinks he's worth this amount of money, he should go get it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it goes back to what you said right in the beginning of your comment there. When you are trying to sell to your fan base that you can't make it and that $13 million a year is not enough, that's a turnoff, man. No offense. I don't care what the guy can do. That's a turnoff.
We just got done talking about LeBron James that turned off a fan base in the worst way and has obviously redeemed himself. So,
that's different. In that respect, it's completely different. You're talking about a guy who is a small town guy, okay? And he left a place that was very important to him growing up. And then, you know what? Something hit him, and he actually realized that he needed to mature, and that's why I give LeBron a lot of slack, to be honest with you. You know, people are hard on him, but I look at it completely different. I look at it as this is a young man that realized that he was being a jerk, that he was being somebody that he's not, and you know what? It took him a minute, but he got back to who he was, man. And I find that to be really refreshing. I find it to be cool, man. He's not an ego guy, you know. LeBron James is not the guy that likes to take 40 shots a game. He's not the guy that likes to call himself the best player in the world. I'm sorry, that's not who he is. The media and everybody else has made him that guy. He's a humble dude, man. He is a humble guy from Akron, Ohio. Come on, Jeff. Look, as far as I'm concerned, look, I know that we live in this world where, you know, there's these guys are stars and everybody puts them on this pedestal. But I really think LeBron is a small town kid at heart, and that's who he is.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But, you know, back to Dez. I mean, he can come back from this. You know, he hasn't turned his back on the fan base by any stretch of the imagination. This will be a footnote by October, as long as he's on the field. So,
oh no, absolutely. That's part of it too, man. Is, you know what? People are mad and they're angry and they're upset and they're probably saying, "Oh, Dez this or Dez that," and ultimately, as soon as he steps back out on that field, you're right, man. Everything's forgotten, and nobody cares that he's going to get $15 million versus $13 million. And the bottom line is that he'll be happy, and people will be happy because he'll be playing football for the Dallas Cowboys. And that's kind of a – you know what? That's one of those things where I'm like, if you have a take, stay with it. You know, if you feel a certain way about somebody, feel that way. Don't change your opinion because they get back on the field for you, though. If you don't like them because of something, don't like them because of that. Don't change once they get back in those colors for you.
Yeah, but that's the way it works. I mean, we're fans of individuals, but honestly, most people that say they're a fan of a certain athlete, you know, they don't care about that individual, you know, how they live their life or whatever. They just want to see they just want to see him perform in prime time. And I think that I don't know that there are Dez Bryant fans, exclusively Dez Bryant fans that aren't just Cowboys fans. But, those people, they're going to root for Dez when he's on the field. And that's what, that's what they care about. And they're going to be angry if he's not. I mean, that's just a fact of life.
We've left this one alone for a while. Tom Brady, man, not a lot of conversation, to be honest with you. It's been pretty much hush-hush ever since the 4-game suspension, the fines, the draft picks, and all that stuff. It's been pretty quiet, but you know what? It's going to start to be talked about here sooner or later again. And at the end of the day, do you think Tom Brady sits, or are you thinking he gets out of it?
I think he sits four. I think he sits 4 games. He comes, he comes back, and they try to rebound. I think the bigger story is going to be what they could do with Garoppolo starting a quarterback, because they've got a rough stretch of games. I mean, Jacksonville's no pushover. Buffalo's going to be a tough game with Rex there. They've got Pittsburgh and Dallas, on the bookends of those. So they're going to struggle out of the gate. I think that those are games that they would struggle with Tom Brady on the field. Not necessarily accusing New England of a Super Bowl hangover, but the defending champs, nothing comes easy to them the season after.
So you think that potentially the 4-game suspension, just hypothetically speaking here, looking a little bit ahead, could keep them from making the playoffs?
I think that they're going to have an uphill climb. I don't know a lot about what Jimmy Garoppolo has done in practice over his rookie year, but wait, I'll tell you this. I think that they're going to face 4 extremely tough defenses, and I think that the chances of them being 1-3 or even 0-4 without Tom Brady is a very real possibility. And if you can go 8-4 the rest of the way, I mean, that's only 8-8, so they would have to play about, they'd have to be about 10-2. They'd have to play about 8-15 football.
Could be interesting to see, if that were to happen, then, you'd probably have a lot of very unhappy New England Patriot fans saying how the NFL hosed them and that Tom Brady should have never had to sit, this and that and the other. I'll be interested to hear from Tom Brady here pretty soon. I mean, honestly, aren't you kind of waiting to hear what Tom Brady's got to say about this?
I think it's going to find its way into a higher court, quite frankly.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, but I have a weird feeling he ain't going to go away totally quiet. He's been quiet now for a long time, but that itch and that hunger and that desire to get out there and compete and play with your buddies, it's going to come pretty soon, man. And I know everybody jokes about the 4-game suspension and he doesn't care. I think he cares, man. He's a competitor, just like you and I. We care. We want every second that we can on the radio. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich alongside me each and every week. Thank you, Jeff. By the way, I do appreciate you taking time out with me each and every Sunday, especially on Father's Day. Probably have better things to do than sit here for 2 hours and talk to me about the world of sports, but I truly do appreciate you doing it each and every week with me, man.
Oh, you know what? You're just keeping me out of the yard. You know, listening to the U.S. Open on the phone while I cut the grass. So I'm happy to be here each and every week, man.
Well, no, and I do really appreciate it. But a couple things before we get out of here. Out of those four guys, who do you like, or out of the list of people, who do you think gets it done today at the U.S. Open?
No, I think Jason Day is going to get it done. I'm going to be pulling for Jordan Spieth just because, that's my guy now, man.
Well, I'm pulling for him because I want him to get the second of the majors, you know, and we'll see what this guy can do. We know at some point he's going to have all four, but, it's just one of those things. I love seeing greatness, and we're seeing greatness with him. He handles the pressure really well. You know, he's one of those kids that I think is ready for it. He's really ready for the next big thing, whatever it is for this kid. Nothing seems to be too great for him to accomplish, Jeff. I truly think he's something special.
Well, you know, we've had a triple crown in baseball for the first time since the 60s. We had a triple crown in horse racing for the first time since the 70s. And I think that we could have a Grand Slam in golf and I couldn't even tell you the last time that happened. So I think that's something that we should seriously be rooting for if we're going to invest ourselves in this game of golf.
Yeah, I mean, embrace this kid. I mean, he is the future of golf, and I think it's time for those people that have always loved Tiger Woods so much, like myself, to realize he's done, man. It's over. It's finished. His best golf is behind him, and now he's a guy that has to rake his own bunkers, and pretty sad, to be honest with you. So it is what it is at this point. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next Sunday on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.